Unit 10, Well-being. Reading 1, Zumba. Running, lifting weights at the gym, most people hate these kinds of exercise. On the other hand, people in almost all cultures love dancing. What if there was a way to combine these two things, dance and exercise, in a way that made exercise as fun as going to a dance club? That is what Zumba tries to do. Young and old can do the movements and enjoy getting fit. Zumba was invented in Colombia when an aerobics instructor named Alberto Perez forgot music tapes for his class. He used traditional salsa and merengue music instead, integrating Latin dance moves with the usual aerobic exercises. His clients loved it, so he started teaching it as a new class. Perez and two friends started selling Zumba instructional DVDs on TV. It grew quickly. Soon classes were offered in gyms and fitness centers all around the world. Because Zumba is based on Latin dance steps, Latin culture and music are also becoming popular. People are listening to Latin pop songs and dance music. Many are trying to learn the actual dance steps as well, moving from Zumba to traditional Latin dance. Some dance fans are upset about this, however. They say that Zumba is confusing people about what Latin dance really is. Just like any workout, you should be cautious with Zumba. New movements always tax the body. Some critics say that too many Zumba instructors are unqualified, which could lead to more injuries. Though you must still be sensible about choosing a workout program, millions of people around the world believe that Zumba is the way to make fitness into a dance party. Reading 2, CR. In the 15th century, a wealthy Italian nobleman named Luigi Cornaro was eating and drinking himself into an early grave. He wasn't even 40 when his doctors warned him to change or die. Surprisingly, Cornaro really did change. He cut his diet even lower than the doctors advised and lived to the age of 102, healthy and sharp-minded until his last day. He wrote a book about the benefits of his meager diet, which is called caloric restriction. Caloric restriction, or CR, means just eating about 70 to 80% of what we eat now. It sounds tempting to many people today who eat and drink far more than they need, just as Cornaro did. It may not only help us lose weight, but might help us live longer and be less likely to develop diabetes, heart disease, and dementia. The important difference between CR and a weight loss diet is that CR is not a temporary stage where we restrict calories only until we reach our ideal weight. It is a lifelong diet. Scientific studies on CR have been mixed. Studies have shown numerous health benefits, but the most recent one did not show extended lifespan. There are two other big dangers to CR. First, people with any history of eating disorders, like anorexia, should not try CR. Second, CR dieters have to be careful to eat a variety of nutritious foods so their bodies can get all the vitamins and minerals they need. If you're strong enough to give up 20 to 30% of your food each day, you can expect a lot of health benefits and possibly even a longer life.